Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today and being here. I really, really appreciate it. The mission here on the program is to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. We discuss important subjects such as how to remain independent in your own home, when to consider moving from home to a senior care community, how to find the right senior care community for your exact needs, how to pay for the high cost of senior care. We're going to talk a lot about that today. We review legal issues involving elder law and estate planning, and we discuss how to care for the caregiver. So if you're listening to the radio currently, maybe you're streaming us online from out of town or out of state, or you may be listening to a podcast after the fact. Again, thanks so much for being here today. You are really and truly appreciated. If you need help with placement services from my firm, Senior Care Consulting, or if you want to learn more about the services provided by one of our very knowledgeable guests, you can reach us on our toll-free number literally at any time, 24 hours a day. Here's the number. Write it down, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. Don't forget to visit us online at Senior Care Live. That's L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. All right, I am really excited about the subject today. The subject today is financial wellness for seniors and their caregivers.
The opinions voiced on this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, also consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
All right, now that we got the old disclaimer out of the way, hey, we have to take care of just a little bookkeeping there, right? So again, the subject today, financial wellness for seniors and their caregivers. We'd like to introduce my friend and special guest today in studio, Matt Gasaway. He's the co-founder and he's also a certified financial planner with BridgeQuest Wealth Strategies. And Matt, thanks for being here today. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve. Great to be with you.
All right. So let me... for our listeners, and I'll give you this information again later on, but be sure to write the number down, 913-276-7110. That's 913-276-7110. If you want to reach out to Matt and his great team at BridgeQuest Wealth Strategies, that is the phone number. Also, check them out online at BridgeQuest. It is spelled exactly how you think it is, BridgeQuest.com. And Matt, I just wanted to start out. Well, first of all, I'm excited. I've been wanting to have you in for a long time. We've been talking about it for a while, and so glad that the schedules worked out today. But tell us about your background, and I know you have a extensive background in finance, but in investments. But tell us about the events that led to you kind of branching out and starting your own firm, BridgeQuest. Basically, your story.
Great. Happy to do it, Steve. Really, I've got about 15 years in the financial planning industry, and about 14 of that was with a large retirement services firm, and then had the opportunity and really part of the story of an opportunity to team up with another incredible professional and to form BridgeQuest Wealth Strategies just under 2 years ago. What led us to that point was we really appreciated many of the things that we learned, got to serve many great clients, mm-hmm. but we really had a sense that there was an opportunity to go and form a little bit different kind of wealth strategy company.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what that looked like for us, we had been in an environment where there wasn't always autonomy to select to sit down with a client and select exactly what would fit for their needs. And there was occasionally sales contests. There would be some prepackaged solutions. Essentially, at times, it felt a bit as if having square pegs in round holes. And so
it didn't always meet the exact needs of your clients.
Well, it was, there was some,
or maybe
some challenge.
There were better options and maybe they weren't available to you at that time.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so we had an opportunity. I worked side by side with another advisor, Greg Dillard, who is also the co-founder of BridgeQuest.
Yep.
And we had worked side by side for many years, actually. So when you work side by side, you know what happens, right, Steve?
Yep.
You see the good, the bad, and the ugly.
And the ugly. That's right. That's right.
And so we got to see that. And despite that, we said, hey, we think we can actually do something together that's better than we can do individually.
Okay.
And so that was the basis of us forming BridgeQuest. Greg's, we are subscribers to StrengthsFinder. I don't know if you're familiar with that approach, but really identifying and living into your strengths. And instead of trying to manage your weaknesses, you say, hey, let's work together. And so that's really what we looked at in building a team. And we feel very, very fortunate that we get to live into those spaces now as professional advisors, and the other team members that we have get to live into their strengths as well.
So I think your strengths are different than Greg's.
That's very true.
And so I think you're more of a people person, relationship builder, and he's a little more comfortable on the analytics, maybe back office kind of function. Is that generally correct?
Yeah, I would say so. A little bit more. I lean towards the strategic development side.
Okay, sure, sure.
And then Greg would lean towards the analytical, side and then we blend those together, of course, and we try to draw out people. And then at the same time, we still are geeks at heart. So then we go back and we say, okay, how do we make this work? How do we synthesize what people are trying to accomplish?
Okay. So, BridgeQuest Wealth Strategies, 913-276-7110 or online at bridgequest.com. I'm my special guest today, Matt Gazaway, co-founder and certified financial planner with BridgeQuest Wealth Strategies. And today we're talking about financial wellness for seniors and their caregivers. Matt, I appreciate your story, and I love stories like this where, there are a lot of really, really successful businesses that had just excellent training, did a great job, but they saw an opportunity to maybe go deeper, make a difference, do things maybe a little bit different. They strike out on their own. And I can't believe it's almost been 2 years.
I know.
Seems like I've known you for a while, but it seems like maybe a couple of months ago.
Yeah, it is at one level. It has flown. That's for sure. We haven't had a lack of activity to keep us busy.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you do at BridgeQuest?
Yeah, that's great.
Wealth Strategies, that's kind of a big, those are two, that's a big concept. So what does that mean?
Yeah, that's great. I'm going to just kind of take you right into our vision and then try to break that down a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
We really, at the biggest level, we want to inspire people to align their purpose and their passion with their wealth.
Okay.
What in the world does that mean?
Yeah.
How in the world do you do that? Really, we help people put the pieces together. So we think of investments as a piece of the puzzle. Taxes, legacy, estate planning, giving back, what ifs. Health is a huge piece of that.
Yep.
And that ties in, obviously, with some of the things that the listeners get to hear week in and week out here.
Yeah.
We try to synthesize those things and help people put those pieces together to simplify the complex.
See, and I love that, simplifying a complex process. That is front and center on your website, and this is complex. And so when you think of wealth strategies, I think a lot of people all of a sudden they think, oh, well, I'm going to talk to someone and I'm going to invest my money and I'm going to make money on that. There's a whole lot more to it. And I love your holistic approach. You're looking at everything.
We're trying to. I don't know if we can claim that, but we really are trying to be holistic in the approach. And really, our process has been developed through our clients through the years.
Yeah.
You know, as we listen and hear that, then we try to put together those things that are most important. And we start out, we have three questions with every client and really with every person that comes in.
Okay.
And they start with, what matters most in your life? That sounds simple, but we say, okay, let's get even outside the financial, bigger picture.
Yeah.
What matters?
Yep.
Secondly, what challenges are you facing right now? Let's talk through those. And number three, let's get to the fun stuff, the bucket list.
Yep.
What's keeping us from that? And so we've got to address all three with how we're managing that money. And because we're independent, we feel like we go in with an open slate, and then we can really plug in what really is a best fit based on a person's situation and their ability to deal with risk and sustain that for a long term.
See, I love that you're independent. I've always been a fan of that type of an approach. If you're with a particular company, it's nothing against anyone who's with a particular company, but you have a certain number of products. Like you said, sometimes it feels a little like a square peg in a round hole, but you are just, like you said, you walk in with an open slate. I absolutely love that. Matt Gazaway with BridgeQuest Wealth Strategies at 913-276-7110. BridgeQuest Wealth Strategies, 913-276-7110, or online at bridgequest.com. So we'll have more with Matt right after the break. But first, let's not forget the Senior Care Live question of the week. If you outlive your assets, the Medicaid program will pay for your stay in an assisted living facility. Is that statement true or false? Will Medicaid pay for your stay in an assisted living facility? I'll have the answer. What's your guess? We'll come back right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number literally at any time. This number is answered by real people 24 hours a day. The number is 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. Super easy to do. Lots of people do this. Simply go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the giant microphone right there on the homepage, or you can also click on the Listen Live button. Give it a few seconds to connect, and it will connect. It'll stream straight to your phone, your tablet, your laptop, your PC, whatever you have, and it really is that simple. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. If you outlive your assets, the Medicaid program will pay for your stay in an assisted living facility. Is this statement true or false? And the answer is false. It is false. Well, it is mostly false. JP, should I have given one like some gray area in there, kind of false or kind of true? It's mostly false, maybe 5% true. So, all right, Steve, so that sounds like a train wreck there. Well, here it's a little bit difficult. So here it is. There are very, very few assisted living facilities that will work with Medicaid. There's a reason, because Medicaid does not pay much for the assisted living level of care. Okay, so when an assisted living facility works with Medicaid, there's usually what I term a family contribution that must be made to make this work, because if you add your income with what Medicaid will pay, you're usually short. So if I work with a lot of families, and if the family can come up with $200 a month, $800 a month, it could be $2,000 a month, whatever that number is to make up the difference, then we can make that work. If that family contribution is not available, we usually cannot make that work. So this is why the vast majority of assisted living facilities do not work with Medicaid, and they are private pay only. And frankly, this forces many residents who probably could live at that less restrictive level of care at assisted living level, forces them into the nursing home simply driven by Medicaid qualifications. All right. Hopefully that was more clear than mud. So So anyway, our topic today, financial wellness for seniors and their caregivers. And you know, we're not talking today about, this isn't like, you know, a lot of the other, you know, investment programs out there that you'll hear on the radio, and nothing against those programs at all, but we're really wanting to gear this towards seniors and their caregivers, and that's what we're doing here today with my friend and special guest, Matt Gazaway. He's the co-founder and certified financial planner with BridgeQuest Wealth Strategies.
And now, Myth versus Fact.
All right. So here's the myth. And I'm telling you, lots and lots of people believe this. The IRS can call you personally and ask you for information. And let me tell you, that is a myth. And Matt, why don't you correct us with the fact?
The IRS will not call and demand any payments. And in fact, the IRS always sends out a letter on official letterhead.
So it's written correspondence.
There will always be written correspondence mm-hmm. before a phone call. Let me just also add mm-hmm. that a senior or anyone should not just call back a number that says they are from the IRS.
Please do not do that.
Do not.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So if you get a call from the IRS, what should it, just hang up?
What I would advise is getting detailed information, and then you actually go on and can go to the actual IRS. You should have something written if it's valid, but if you really want to go the next step, you either don't return the call, and they will send you information. Trust me, they find people, but they you really want to make sure that it is truly the IRS, and you get the correct number for the IRS.
So if you want to report any of this fraudulent activity, so they're calling you, they want information, they say, you know what, you're behind here or there, they're going to demand payment. If you just whip out your credit card, give us your checking account number, they're not, the real IRS will not ever, ever, ever do that. If you want to report that to the IRS, 1-800-829-1040, but maybe the better route is to report that to the Federal Trade Commission.
That would be a correct channel.
Yeah, so FTC, Federal Trade Commission, FTC.gov, and you can lodge or file a complaint there, and then they'll probably follow up. But these crooks are pretty sneaky. They're pretty good at this, so they may not get caught. But
yes, and they prey on fear. Sadly, this happened recently to someone that I knew, and unfortunately, this person, very responsible, felt shame and did not want to let others know in their circle.
Oh, wow.
And so they wanted to take care of the problem.
And they paid it?
Taking care of the problem, yes.
Oh,
boy. And then it turned into something worse before they realized they had got themselves into a scam.
Oh, boy. And then hopefully they got out of it. I mean, did they?
They did, but it cost time and money,
and some
unfortunately.
Money. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So if the IRS calls you wanting information and then wanting payment, do not take that call. Do not answer their questions. Do not call them. You should report the, either just drop it and don't do anything with them. The IRS will contact you with written correspondence, or you can also report that to FTC.gov. And that is a fact.
For more information about the facts, stay tuned to this program or contact Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
All right. Thanks for that information, Matt, and thanks for that warning. I've been hearing more and more about, you know, and if these crooks, I mean, I cannot understand it, but if you take the money of a senior who is trusting, that's, lower than a snake belly, right? I mean, there's something.
It's a sad deal.
That is, and if you're caught, I mean, I hope these people go to prison and have to pay it all back. It's just horrible. So, anyway, so we only have, man, time is flying, Matt. We only have a little over a minute, but, and so we can definitely stretch out into this into the next segment, but financial wellness for seniors, specifically, how's that approach different, in about 30 seconds, right? So, and we can go more later, but how's that approach different than working with maybe a younger adult?
Yeah, Real quick, I would say the mix of investments needs to be more conservative by and large. Mm-hmm. So that's very important. I think the pace and getting the whole picture is critical. Mm-hmm. This is not a place to do a transaction. So that's number two. And then number three is really honestly the healthcare issues. You must be aware, and that bleeds into your world.
Yeah.
And that's super critical in that space.
Absolutely. So if you are a senior, if you have questions, you want to reach out to Matt Gazaway and his awesome team, Greg Dillard and everyone else there with BridgeQuest Wealth Strategies, 913-276-7110. Again, 913-276-7110. You could also go online. It's a great website, bridgequest.com. That is spelled exactly how you think it is, bridgequest.com. And we're going to have a whole lot more about financial wellness for seniors and their caregivers right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. Don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, or maybe you want to share the program with others, or maybe you want to go back and just listen to it again, pick up some of the details maybe you missed the first time around, no worries at all. Just go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab. Give us a few days to get the most recent one posted there, but go to the podcast tab. You'll find all of the previously aired episodes right there in chronological order, the most recent one, and then moving backwards. So feel free to help yourself there. All right. So the subject today, financial wellness for seniors and their caregivers. My special guest today, Matt Gazaway, co-founder and certified financial planner with BridgeQuest Wealth Strategies. You can reach out to Matt and his awesome team, Greg, and everyone else there. It's a fantastic place. 913-276-7110. 913-276-7110. You can also check out their website. It's a really good website. BridgeQuest. Exactly how it sounds. BridgeQuest.com. So, Matt, we were talking about it, the approach is different when you're working with seniors and their financial wellness versus maybe working with a younger person. And off mic, you know, we were talking about, you said, hey, I've got a great story I'd like to share. So, let's go ahead and do that now.
Yeah, so recently we had a couple that had really done all the right things. They had recently retired and had come to us and said, gosh, we're not really sure, but we thought this was the right thing to do, but we feel like we're in pretty good shape. They had already retired. They had their money in one of them. The primary chunk of their retirement savings was in their prior retirement plan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they weren't touching it, so they didn't think they needed to do anything with it at that moment. And, you know, one of the things we uncovered was they had someone had given them input mm-hmm. a couple of years ago,
yeah.
And an advisor at the time, not their ongoing advisor,
yeah.
to put the investments in something that was probably very appropriate at the time, but they were 80% exposed to equities. And they had expressed that they just really didn't want highly volatile investments.
Okay.
So that was an easy fix,
yeah.
quite honestly, for
sure.
us.
Yeah.
We were able to help them get into something that fit their needs a bit more. They also really didn't have their estate planning in place fully.
Okay.
They had just, for a variety of reasons, they had something basic set up, but they also, one of them had a veteran's background, and so that was also helpful as we thought through some of the long-term yeah. healthcare things. There are implications, and there are some unique opportunities for anyone that has a veterans background as it relates to estate planning, as you know, Steve.
Yes. Yeah.
So we uncovered a few of those things, which was really helpful, and we were able to, I think, give them a sense of just greater peace on what they had. They had done the work. They just needed somebody to help them put it into the things that really, really made sense for where they were in life.
And that's where the overall, more of a, I don't know if this is the right term, but holistic approach, like you talked about, it's not just an investment and a return. I mean, there's so much more that you have to address, and that's what you were able to do for this couple. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and we were able to connect them with a couple professionals as well. So we love to partner with others who can assist in that process.
Excellent, excellent. We're talking about financial wellness for seniors and their caregiver with Matt Gazaway, co-founder and certified financial planner with BridgeQuest Wealth Strategies. You can reach out to Matt and the awesome team at BridgeQuest at 913-276-7110, 913-276-7110, or BridgeQuest.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right, Matt, in this highly automated, set it and forget it world that we live in, and Fitbits and automatic reminders, you don't even have to remember someone's birthday anymore. You can pay your bills automatically. You have no idea how much your KCPL bill is or anything else. A lot of people think, hey, all I have to do with my investment is literally set it and forget it. Dollar cost average. I've got money going into this. You know, these guys say, hey, this is a good thing. So, I mean, I've got money going in there every month. I don't even miss it. And I'll be fine down the road. It'll just all work out, and it's wonderful. Is that really a good idea?
Well, Steve, the historical facts don't quite match up here.
Yep.
And let me give you, you know, the 20-year average of the S&P 500 through 2015 was about 9.85%.
Mm-hmm.
Who wouldn't take that?
Yeah, yeah, all day.
Exactly. Every day, all day.
Right, right.
However, the average investor return was?
It's got to be about that, right? I mean, because you said it, forget it, and you get the S&P rate of return. What did you say,
9.85? 9.85.
Yeah.
That would be the rational answer.
That's what I would expect.
However, the average bears out to be just over 5%.
Whoa.
And so you ask?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, yeah,
why?
I mean, that's almost about a little over half.
Yeah, and I would also implicate some of my people involved in that. That's not just implicating people.
Your people, meaning financial advisors.
Yes, if they're my people. I'm not sure they are my people. But let's
group
all of us together. That is a collective failure of the system, if you will. And what that comes down to primarily is doing the wrong thing at the wrong time.
Okay.
So I will go back to, while automation isn't perfect, over-architecting things is a big problem too. So really behavior, selling out when there's emotion and high volatility and fear.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound familiar, does it?
No. Like right now, every day, all day, I think, you know, it's up
right,
and down and,
right.
and fears of trade wars and what that'll really happen and what that means and the Trump bump, right? Because of this giant, massive, meteoric increase over 12, 14 months.
Right.
And then now we've got some up and downs, but people get nervous about this stuff.
You bet they do. And in the short term, for very good reason, the market is very unpredictable in the short term, I think, as we all know. But the reality is, over that longer period, selling out at the wrong times and then subsequently buying in when people feel better has unfortunately led to that huge gap.
Mm.
And so one of the things we want to bring, and many other high-quality financial planners and advisors want to do, would be to really help people avoid that. And that can be done just through really solid behavior and having appropriate risk levels for people. If people get out over their skis with risk, then when the times get tough, it's hard to stay in it.
Yeah. And I think if you're outside of your risk level, you're probably way more affected positively or negatively by some of these fluctuations. And then there's your behavior. You call your guy and said, stop that automatic deposit. This is horrible. All right. Things are better again. Oh, hey, let's restart that automatic deposit. And there you went. You sold low and you bought high or lower and higher. I mean, there's the difference or a big part of the difference of almost 5%.
And I'll add this. Here's my hope is that the listeners can, whatever level of investment they're in, that they have seen a plan for where they're going. And they've also seen built into the plan, we plan for the bad things. We like to say we're fairly pessimistic on some things when we show the planning. Mm-hmm. But we think it's also realistic to show and have in a plan a sense of short-term down with longer-term predictability. So when folks will call in, we go back to the plan and say, here's what was built in. And many other planners do this. And that's what I would urge investors. Go back to your plan.
Excellent. Thanks so much for that advice, Matt. I appreciate it.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert, brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. So, Matt, we were talking on that last break. We want to shift gears here and talk about financial wellness for the caregivers. And again, we don't have a lot of time to get into that at the end of this segment. We'll definitely carry over into that last segment. But, you know, caregivers are notorious, as you well know, for putting their own needs last. So I just literally told this story last week. I tell it all the time, and I think it's applicable here. You know, when we're on the plane and the oxygen masks fall down and we're told about, you know, put your own mask on first so that you are capable of helping others. And so that means caregivers take care of yourself first so that you're able to continue to provide care for this person you love so much. You probably see a lot of that in your business as well.
Absolutely. That is very applicable. And I find many in that space struggle with either feeling guilt or just so busy and trapped with the cares of their children and their adult parents.
Their parents, yep.
Yes. And so it is just very difficult, but it is so critical if they're going to do that well that they stop, take inventory, and financial is a huge piece of that total wellness picture.
Absolutely. I love that. Matt, after the break, let's get into that and let's unpack that a little bit. Matt Gasaway, co-founder of BridgeQuest Wealth Strategies, 913-276-7110, 913-276-7110, or bridgequest.com. We'll have more right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. Back to my friend and special guest today, Matt Gasaway, co-founder of BridgeQuest Wealth Strategies, 913-276-7110. And look, if this is resonating with you, if you're like, you know what? Wow, that makes a lot of sense. And I think we need to reach out, to Matt again, 913-276-7110. You can also go online, bridgequest.com. And Matt, if someone does want to reach out to you and they dial the phone and obviously someone's going to answer, what does the process look like? And do you do a consultation or how does that work?
Sure. Steve, we do an initial consultation at no charge just to dig in and find out what the needs might be. there are situations that we might say, you really don't need us, and here's what you can do, and here's how you do it. But we will sit down and have that conversation. We're happy to do that. Mm-hmm. And then there are two paths. One is if someone knows and they want help managing their assets, we will help them with that in the context of planning mm-hmm. and do a fee for management. The second path is really a project fee. Either one of those is very transparent. There are no surprises. We yep. are very straightforward with our fee structure.
Okay. And so that's very similar to my business. It's a I work with a flat fee for service, and mm-hmm. I work directly for the families that I represent, and it is very transparent. I work for them in their best interest, and so there's some similarities, obviously different services, but yeah. I really like that straightforward approach. So we were talking about financial wellness for caregivers, and I have to say, when I was a caregiver at a certain point with my dad, I did put my needs on the back burner, but that's not a good idea, especially when it comes to your retirement planning and your investments.
That's exactly right. What comes to mind is a client that we've had the privilege to be in the process with. You might recall that we ask everyone, what matters most in your life? That's the first thing. This particular client, she said, being available for my family is number one. And I thought, wow, that's huge. She named it. Well, she had parents who were becoming increasingly unable to get around well.
Yeah.
They were not yet at the point where they needed your services.
Sure.
They will be soon.
Yep.
But they weren't. She had done years of preparation for her retirement, for her emergency reserves. All of those things had virtually eliminated debt from her life. So she came to us and we said, this is number one on your life. And she said, what if I took a sabbatical? And we said, well, it's going to cost you.
Yep.
But we measured what the cost was. What's the cost for your retirement? What's the cost for your reserves? Can you do this? Can you get health care? She went through and we answered all the questions.
Mm-hmm.
And she made a very intentional decision to take 1 to 1.5 years off to spend some high quality years with her ailing father.
That is awesome.
That's
incredible.
And I got to tell you.
You don't get those days back.
You don't
get them back.
That is what we consider true wealth management.
Yep.
Wealth meaning time, talent, treasure. When you look at that. And I love that she didn't just do it emotionally. She actually sat down with us and we counted the cost.
Mm-hmm.
And then we said, yes, it's costly. And yes, we're going to do it. She is, I wish we could have her in here because it is just an incredible, amazing story.
Maybe we can have her on another program. I'd love to hear that. I did that with my dad, to a smaller extent. And I told him, I said, Dad, I want to quit my job. I just want to be here. And he's like, don't you dare. That's a good job. So, but I flew home every weekend, but I love that she did that. And she did that with you and worked it all out. She knows exactly what she's doing.
And vocationally, she squared away things.
Yeah,
she knew
yeah.
she was in a place where she could, you know, she could come back to a vocation. So all those things were checked off. There was still an element of faith, but she had done her homework. And those are the stories that we love to get underneath and help guide people through that. And so that's where she sits. And she knew that at some point she's going to be handing off to someone like you for additional care. But she wanted in that intermediate time to capture that time. So to her credit, she had done the work. We were just coming alongside her, measuring, defining.
Helping it make sense. And then if you just say, like I was going to do, okay, I have to admit that I was going to just quit my job and just say to heck with it because I was confident I could get another one and et cetera, et cetera. Dad kind of put his foot down on that one, but she was very intentional about that. She knew the cost. I love that story. And if she would be willing to come on and share that, I would love to have you back and have her share that. I just think it's fantastic. That's a beautiful story.
Yeah, it really is beautiful. It kind of gives us tingles as a whole team.
Yeah.
We just love it. We love being part of that. And so, we'll see. That would be a blast.
Okay. And then I think you worked with some other folks in that caregiving capacity. Again, caregivers are notorious about putting our needs second.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've had a number of folks who just have had a hard time helping, really paying attention to their own needs.
Yep.
And that is difficult. It's super important to continue. Just like anyone who's in a major transition, it's critical to not, for the other person too, not to, really ruin your own retirement plans, your own health. And so we are constantly talking about that as we go through the process. It's just very hard to get that person engaged in a wellness conversation,
yep.
But it's so, so critical.
And I call that part of my discussion or overview on caring for the caregiver. And you do have to take care of yourself so that you can care for the people that you know and you love so much. And I'll tell you, I work with so many people and they're helping their parents, and now they're looking at maybe, they brought in home care. Now they're looking at maybe moving to, assisted living or long-term care or memory care. And they're seeing the costs and their eyes are about as big around as saucers.
Well, and that's the other thing. It spurs on a conversation,
yeah,
about what about my own care? What's in place? And of course that bleeds on some things with long-term care. We don't have time in this segment to go through that.
Yep.
That's a whole nother conversation. We address that with every single client. That sometimes involves insurance. Sometimes that just involves earmarking things. But that is a huge, huge thing that comes up. And that always, it's usually when you've had a loved one walk through that.
It's an eye-opening realization. And the fact is, depending on what study you look at, 70 to 75% of all of us will require and pay for long-term care at some point in our lifetime.
Yeah, it is astounding. The term we've adopted and we really like is intentional.
Intentional.
We want to be intentional about all the decisions. We don't come in with a preset, you must do this or you must do that. We want it to be an intentional, together decision with our clients.
Excellent. Matt Gazaway, co-founder and certified financial planner with BridgeQuest Wealth Strategies. Reach out to Matt and his awesome team at 913-276-7110 or at BridgeQuest.com. Matt, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Great to be with you, Steve. Really appreciate what you're doing, how you're caring for others in a very transparent way.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.